Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
I didn't realize how fortunate I was that I could turn around and give that to another you. I was exposed to so many things at a young age. I had great men that saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself. But you never understand that your story can make a difference in someone else's life, especially someone that looks like us. Yeah, so me being an unk status, there's only so much that I can do or say whatever. Someone your age, oh man, he's only a few years old. But that was the same thing for me.
All right, so welcome to another episode of the Faye's Knowledge Podcast. I'm here with one of my mentors, Johnny Ferris. Johnny Ferris, I just got one question for you. Yes, why sir. Safe and Sound Hillsborough County? Did I say it right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You said exactly correct. Honestly, man, I really had no idea. That all my years of being in the military that I could turn around and give that to another you. Yeah. So it kind of just, I kind of honestly just fell into it and everything. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that all my connections in the military, I can use that to help the youth out here in the Tampa Bay area.
My mentor in Little Rock, Arkansas, I call him often. I actually called him the other day. And it was a program that I went to when I was younger. And it's the OK program, our kids program for young black males to actually learn from black males about success, life, and so on and so forth. And that's why I had shared with you, even though I was raised from a single parent household, my mom, she raised three of us by herself. But a boy has to learn from a man. She did. Now, I'm not taking nothing from her. I'm not taking nothing from my mama. But my mama did a phenomenal job. But when I start to see what you was doing with these kids and being the example for them, I was like, oh man, I gotta get behind it because a lot of people don't have that example to follow.
Yeah. So you know what? Honestly, I didn't realize how fortunate I was growing up. Not only was I a military brat, but with me being a military brat, my father was always there. Mm-hmm. So there was never. I guarantee you right now, I could probably pull up my phone right now and call my dad and everything. So with me just having my father always in my life, and then me being a military brat, I was exposed to so many things at a young age. Like I was in Germany when it was East and West Germany. So like I was actually in Germany when it was, you know, two different countries and stuff. And I can remember going like in third and fourth grade, I'm going on field trips to castles. So like that was the life I lived. Like I went to Luxembourg. People don't even probably know where that country is, but I went to Luxembourg in the fourth grade. So my life, I never realized I had a privileged life growing up. And now that I've been separated from the military for the past 11 years, the life I lived, it was a very, very privileged life I had. So only thing I see I can do now is try to expose these young men that I come in contact with to let them know, like, hey, there's a bigger world out here than what you see.
And I had the pleasure. You let me come down and talk to them. And one thing that I saw is that these kids had hope. When they see somebody that looks like them, they have hope. But I didn't understand like the importance of hope or what hope looked like or what success looked like. But what I did recognize is that when a black man shows up for a young black man, that young black man will eventually be successful.
Yes, and that's the thing I had my entire life. Whether it was my father or when I joined the military, I had great black men to guide me along the way. I didn't realize that that's what was going on at the time when they were like, hey, Ferris, and they would get on me. If they didn't care, then they wouldn't have said anything to me. So now I understand that that's all that was happening to me my entire life, that I had great men that saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself at that time. And they're like, hey, man, you don't need to be doing this. Hey, this is how this should go. So I'm very fortunate that now I'm in a place that now I can turn around. And when I meet someone, they be like, oh, well, I want to do this. I like, oh, you know what? Hold on. I know this person from the military. They went through this. Mm-hmm. I know, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that you come in contact with the military, y'all have a different background. So like, it's a way that I might not be able to relate to them, but I can tap you and be like, hey, this young brother right here, he knows what you're going through and the fact that you're younger. Mm-hmm. I never realized that I'm in unk status now. So yeah, so me being in unk status, there's only so much that I can do or say whatever. Someone your age, oh man, he's only a few years old. But that was the same thing for me. I remember seeing the older GIs. They was only like 18, 19, 20 years old. I'm like, man, you out here doing that? Now I understand all that served a purpose. I hope that kind of answered your question in a long way.
It did. You just made me think about the terminology unk. Man, I got called unk one time. How you doing? So we coming up on the 5 minutes. We're at the Temple Business Expo. You walked in. You know what to expect. What is your biggest takeaway so far?
Just to make connections and everything. I realize now some people might understand that, hey, I don't see how I can contribute. But you never understand that your story can make a difference in someone else's life, especially someone that looks like us. Because mm-hmm. there was a youth, I never forget him saying that I never saw a black man in a suit that wasn't on TV. And I've been seeing that my entire life. So just exposing these young brothers to a world that they never seen before, you know, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And if I meet somebody here, obviously I ran into you. I didn't expect this, but anybody I come in contact with, I just want to let them know, like, hey, we can all make a difference out here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. Last question. What was your biggest takeaway while being on the Failures Knowledge Podcast?
Hold on. Say that again, please.
What was your biggest takeaway while being on the Failures Knowledge Podcast?
Then I'm proud that I got to meet you. I got to meet you and his young brothers out here like you that are willing to make a difference. That can teach me someone that's in unk status something.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.